I'm lucky enough to have Dr. Rebecca Rogers. She's a vet lecturer in aviation. And good morning.
Good morning.
I tell you, you are a lecturer in, when we say aviation, we're talking about one specific type, aren't we?
Yes. So I'm a vet lecturer in aviation focusing on remote pilots, so essentially drone operations, or drone flights.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, drones have come a long way over the last 10 years or so, haven't they?
Yeah. It's a lot more common now. People can buy them off the shelf. You can have a drone, mini drone or a large drone, just straight from JB Hi-Fi now. So it's a lot more access.
And you can gain your license. Why would you need a license for a drone?
So if you're flying commercially, so for any sort of taking photography and selling your work or using it for work to do surveys, you need a license to fly a drone. If you're flying just recreationally, you generally wouldn't need a license. But for us, we can come and train people to fly for a job.
Oh, so no matter, even if it's a small drone, say from JB Hi-Fi or something like that, or a large one, how large do they get?
As large as you want them to get, really, depending on what you're willing to do. I'm sure there's some fairly large military drones, which we don't have access to, but generally, most people flying them commercially, there's a kind of a sub 2 kilo is an excluded category, so you can do a lot more with those. And anything from the 2 to 7 is a pretty common spot to sit for commercial operations.
All right, in the Northern Territory, in the top end in particular, what would we use drones for commercially?
So for us here at CDU, we do a lot of research with drones. So that's things like surveying wildlife, looking for feral pigs, things like that.
Nice.
You also can do agricultural spraying. So you can get quite large drones that will spray your crops for you. Building inspections is another one that we'll look at, training and bridge inspections, things like that. So lots of huge amount of different applications.
I think there was a story during the week, wasn't there, about drones being used to counter a specific creature out in the bush or something?
There's quite a few different ones. I'm not sure the one.
It could be camels, it could be anything, I don't know.
Yeah, we've done things with wallabies, with feral pigs, lots of different animals, magpie geese.
Oh.
Pretty much anything.
I tell you what. And how long does it take to gain a license here at CDU?
So we're currently setting up the program to begin next year or maybe later in the year. We just need to get our CASA approval still for that. If you're doing a license through a more of a just license only program, they can be a week long program. Ours will be a lot longer than that because we'll be looking at training people to do things like building inspections or inspecting towers like your 3G or 4G towers. Mm. So ours will be over for schools over a year, and for people coming into the uni, it'll be a few weeks of kind of full-time work.
And what's your role here today at the open day?
So we've got a couple of stands down the end of the Strand today. We've got some drone simulators that people can come and try their hands at flying a drone. And we also have some little mini drones up on the hill that you can actually fly around in a cage. So all contained. Quite hard to fight the wind with them, but they're pretty fun.
And it's funny, just with the exercise pitch black at the moment, the main message being put through is do not use drones around the jet fighters.
Yes, I did hear that a lot the other day at the exercise. Yeah. So it is really important, particularly around the uni here and around CDU, around the city. We've got the airport here, military airport as well. So for the most part, you can't fly your drones unless they're quite a small drone. So that's why we've got the cages set up. And if you have your own drone and it's under 250 grams, you can fly around this area. But anything bigger than that shouldn't really be flying it around Darwin. There's not very many places, unfortunately, that you can fly.
Well, you can find out more at the CDU Open Day on till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Dr. Rebecca Rogers, thank you for enlightening us on drones
this
morning.